who must file the 2026 resident tax business establishment portion and how to calculate it. Corporations with a business establishment as of July 1, 2026, and sole proprietors who meet the specified revenue threshold must file and pay the resident tax business establishment portion by August 31. The tax is calculated by adding the business establishment total floor area tax to the basic tax amount. If the business or floor area information on the advance payment notice is incorrect, it must be corrected and filed through WITX. Check the status of each business establishment as of July 1, 2026, and whether the corporation or sole proprietor is required to file. Prepare the lease agreement, building register, and floor area records for each business establishment, along with the corporation's capital information or the sole proprietor's prior year revenue records. Determine the basic tax amount based on the corporation's capital bracket or the rate for sole proprietors. If the taxable total floor area exceeds 330 Chinese symbol, multiply the entire area by KRW 250 per one Chinese symbol. Check whether the business, floor area, and tax amount on the advance payment notice match the actual information. If they do not, file the correct information through WITX. Confirm the calculated resident tax and local education tax, then pay them by August 31, 2026. The filing and payment period for the 2026 business premises portion of resident tax is August 1 through August 31. As of August 19, 2026, 12 days remain until the deadline. So businesses required to file should first check the area of each business premises and the details of the payment notice sent in advance. Assessment date for determining eligibility: July 1, 2026 filing and payment deadline. August 31, 2026 documents to prepare. Business registration information, corporate capital or contributed capital, prior year sales data, lease agreement, building register, business premises floor plans, and documentation of welfare facility areas, official filing channel. Business premises portion of resident tax filing page on WITX step 1. Check whether you are required to file the business premises portion of resident tax is a local tax filed and paid to the local government with jurisdiction over the location of the business premises. For 2026, eligibility is determined based on business operators with actual business premises as of July 1. Corporate businesses, as a rule, corporations with business premises are subject to the tax. Not only for-profit corporations, but also nonprofit corporations may be subject to it depending on their legal form and business premises status. So they should not be excluded merely because they conduct little profit-making activity. Individual businesses, an individual business is subject to the tax if the following applicable amount for the preceding year, 2025, is at least KRW 80 million. VAT taxable business, VAT taxable base, VAT exempt business, etc. Gross revenue under the applicable laws and regulations if you have multiple business registrations or operate both taxable and tax-exempt businesses. It is safer not to determine eligibility based solely on total sales, but to confirm the applicable criteria through WITX or the tax department of the relevant local government. If you relocated or closed around July 1, the actual circumstances as of the assessment date are important. If you relocated after July 1, review is generally based on the location of the business premises as of July 1. Even if the business was closed before July 1, it may be difficult to determine eligibility solely from the registered closure date if the premises continued to be used in practice. If there were no business premises as of July 1, you should prepare documents proving the closure or relocation date and the date on which the facilities were returned. Step 2. Organize filing documents and business premises units. As a rule, the tax amount is calculated for each business premises rather than for the business as a whole. If you have branches, factories, warehouses, or sales offices in different cities, counties, or districts, you must separately check whether filing is required for each location. Prepare the following documents: Item to check recommended documents, business premises location and period of use business registration certificate. Lease agreement, move-in and move-out confirmations, building area building register, lease agreement, floor plans by floor allocation of common areas maintenance fee statement. Leased area calculation sheet corporate basic tax, amount documents confirming capital or contributed capital individual business eligibility documents, showing the 2025 VAT taxable base or gross revenue, potentially excludable facilities documents proving the use and area of dormitories, in-house, cafeterias, childcare facilities, etc. If a single business premises consists of multiple buildings or jointly uses adjacent buildings, do not review each building's area separately without also checking whether the areas belonging to the same business premises must be combined. Step 3. Calculate the basic tax amount. The business premises portion of resident tax is generally calculated using the following structure. Business premises portion of resident tax equals basic tax amount plus total floor area tax amount for corporations. The basic tax amount varies according to capital or contributed capital, while a fixed basic tax amount applies to individual businesses. Category standard basic tax amount individual business check through WEDAX or the relevant local government corporation. Check the amount based on capital or contributed capital through WEDAX or the relevant local government corporation. Check the amount based on capital or contributed capital through WEDAX or the relevant local government corporation. Check the amount based on capital or contributed capital through WEDAX or the relevant local government other corporations without capital or contributed capital. Check through WEDAX or the relevant local government. The amounts in the table are intended to explain the standard statutory calculation structure, because the actual amount assessed or filed may vary depending on local government ordinances, corporate form, and applicable special provisions. You must make a final check against the automatic calculation results on WEDAX and the guidance provided by the relevant local government. Step 4. Calculate the total floor area tax amount if the taxable total floor area of the business premises exceeds 330 Chinese symbol. Multiply the entire taxable area by KRW 250 per 1 Chinese symbol, 330 Chinese symbol or less. No total floor area tax more than 330 Chinese symbol. Entire taxable total floor area times KRW 250, the tax is not calculated only on the portion exceeding 330 Chinese symbol. The most common error is treating 330 Chinese symbol as a deductible area. If the taxable total floor area is 400 Chinese symbol, the rate is not applied only to 70 Chinese symbol. As a rule, it applies to the entire 400 Chinese symbol. For example, if the taxable total floor area of an individual business subject to the standard tax rate is 400 Chinese symbol, the calculation is as follows. Basic tax amount. Check through WEDAX or the relevant local government total floor area tax amount. 400 Chinese symbol times KRW 250 equals KRW 100,000 business premises portion of resident tax. Confirmed basic tax amount plus KRW 100,000 local education tax. Calculated separately based on the basic tax amount. This example is intended to illustrate the calculation structure. The actual amount payable may vary depending on the local education tax rate and the rules applied by each local government. You must also check the local education tax. The payment screen may display local education tax together with the business premises portion of resident tax. Local education tax is generally applied based on the basic tax amount rather than the total floor area tax amount, and the applicable rate may vary by region. Therefore, do not assume that the sum of the basic tax amount and total floor area tax amount is the final amount payable. Check the calculation details on WEDAX. Step 5. Check the areas of leased business premises and special facilities even if you lease rather than own the business premises. The area may be included in the area subject to filing if it is actually used for business. Review the area based not on the landlord's entire building area, but on the exclusive use area used by the business and its allocated share of common areas. If you use multiple buildings, if offices, factories, warehouses, and other buildings are used together as part of the same business premises, their taxable areas may be combined. If the operations, workforce, and management systems of facilities on the same site or adjacent sites are integrated, you should not assume that the 330 Chinese symbol threshold can be applied separately to each building. Temporary buildings and unauthorized facilities. A facility is not automatically excluded merely because it is not listed in the building register or was installed temporarily. Temporary buildings, unauthorized buildings, storage facilities, or machinery facilities actually used for business may also be included in the area calculation depending on their form and manner of use. Employee welfare facilities prescribed by law may be excluded from the taxable area. Dormitories, in-house cafeterias, medical facilities, sports facilities, and childcare facilities may be considered for exclusion, but they are not excluded based on their names alone. You must retain floor plans, photographs, and operational records that verify their actual use and whether they are used exclusively for that purpose. Common areas, the treatment of common areas such as hallways, stairs, and parking lots may vary depending on the nature of the facility and the business operator's use of the area. Do not enter only the contracted area stated in the lease agreement. Verify the basis used to calculate the exclusive use and common areas. Step 6. Review the advance payment notice and file through WEDAX. Even if the local government sent a payment notice in advance, the taxpayer must verify the actual circumstances. If the payment notice is correct, if the business operator, business premises location, capital bracket, taxable area, and tax amount are all accurate, pay by the deadline using the method provided. If an advance payment notice that meets the statutory requirements is paid as issued by the deadline, it may be treated as a filed return. If the payment notice is incorrect, if any of the following discrepancies exist, do not simply pay the amount shown on the payment notice. Instead, file through WEDAX based on the actual circumstances. The business premises were relocated or closed, or the location is incorrect, the corporation's capital bracket is incorrect, the individual business's prior year taxable base or gross revenue is below the threshold, the business premises area or allocation of common areas is incorrect, excluded areas, such as welfare facilities, were not reflected, a branch or building was omitted or duplicated on WEDAX. You generally file after logging in and selecting file, right arrow resident tax, right arrow business premises portion. Enter the business premises information, basic tax amount category, taxable total floor area and excluded area, check the calculated tax amount, and then proceed to payment. Step 7. Pay by August 31 and retain supporting documents, submitting only the return without paying the tax does not complete payment. You should complete both filing and payment by August 31, 2026, and retain the following documents: electronic filing receipt, payment confirmation area, calculation sheet, building register, and lease agreement common area allocation, documents basis for excluding welfare facilities, documents confirming capital or prior year revenue if you miss the deadline or underreport the actual amount. Penalties related to failure to file, underreporting, or late payment may apply, because penalty rates may vary depending on the type of filing and the length of the delay. If you miss the deadline, do not wait after calculating the amount yourself. Instead, file a late return through WEDAX or check with the relevant local government. Final pre-filing checklist. I confirmed the location of the business premises as of July 1, 2026. I checked the applicable eligibility criteria based on whether the business is a corporation or an individual business. For an individual business, I checked the 2025 taxable base or gross revenue. I distinguished between exclusive use and common areas for each business premises. I did not omit any multiple buildings or temporary or unauthorized facilities. I obtained supporting documents for welfare facilities that may legally be excluded. If the area exceeds 330 Chinese symbol, I applied KRW 250 to the entire taxable area, not only the excess portion. I checked the final amount payable, including local education tax. If the advance payment notice differed from the actual circumstances, I refiled through WEDX. I completed both filing and payment by August 31, 2026.